Blackstone Publishing presents The Knight of Maison Rouge by Alexandre Dumas. This book is read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. The Enrolled Volunteers. It was on the evening of the 10th of March, 1793. 10 o'clock was striking from Notre Dame, and each stroke sounding emitted a sad and monotonous vibration. Night had fallen on Paris, not boisterous and stormy, but cold, damp, and foggy. Paris itself at that time was not the Paris of our day, glittering at night with thousands of reflected lights, the Paris of busy promenades, of lively chat with its riotous suburbs, the scene of audacious quarrels and daring crime, but a fearful, timid, busy city whose few and scattered inhabitants, even in crossing from one street to another, ran concealing themselves in the darkness of the alleys, and ensconcing themselves behind their porte-cochère, like wild beasts tracked by the hunters to their lair. As we have previously said, it was the evening of the 10th of March, 1793. A few remarks upon the extreme situation which had produced the changed aspect of the capital before we commence stating the events, the recital of which forms the subject of this history. France, by the death of Louis XVI, had become at variance with all Europe. To the three enemies she had first combated, that is to say, Prussia, the Empire, and Piedmont, were now joined England, Holland, and Spain. Sweden and Denmark alone preserved their old neutrality, occupied as they were besides in beholding Catherine II devastating Poland. The state of affairs was truly frightful. France, more respected as a physical power but less esteemed as a moral one, since the massacres of September and the execution of the 21st of January, was literally blockaded, like a simple town, by all Europe. England was on our coasts, Spain upon the Pyrenees, Piedmont and Austria on the Alps, Holland and Prussia to the north of the Pays-Bas, and, with one accord from Upper Rhine to Escant, 250,000 combatants marched against the Republic. Our generals were repulsed in every direction. Mierkrinsky had been obliged to abandon Aix-la-Chapelle and draw back upon Liège. Stengel and Neuilly were driven back upon Limburg, while Miranda, who besieged Maastricht, fell back upon Tongres. Valence and Dampierre, reduced to beat a retreat, did so with a loss of half their number. More than 10,000 deserters had already abandoned the army and cleverly scattered themselves in the interior. At last, the convention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?